Surprised you're listening to The Beat?
No, I'm not surprised at anything. I don't want to answer any questions like that.
Chicago sports spoken here. Tuesday. This is The Beat on 720 WGN.
Hope you're surviving the heat out there today in Chicago. I love it. Embrace the heat, right, Mark?
I completely agree, Adam. I like going to the pool, getting a little sun, getting a little refresher. I took a shower outside today.
Really? How'd you do that?
Well, at the old gym, there is a pool and there's a shower out there.
Oh.
Like a wood structure shower. And
weren't naked, were you?
No, I was wearing shorts. Thank you very much.
So you'd like rinse yourself off outside under a pool shower.
Yeah, but there's...
That's a little different than taking a shower.
Well, hold on. There's liquid soap. There's shampoo. There's conditioner. I'm just not nude. It's an outdoor shower.
If you like... We got to get to this a little bit later on. There's a lot happening right there. You threw a lot at me right before bringing a guest in.
My bad.
I can't handle this.
I guarantee you our next guest takes lots of outdoor showers as he listens to baseball on the radio or something. Don't you, Jay Jaffe?
Are you suggesting that I am a never nude, like from Arrested Development? No, that's not the case. I take my showers indoors generally.
I'm guessing you've never been brought into a radio program asked if you take outdoor showers before.
No, this is definitely one of the weirder setups that I've that I've gotten in 10 years of doing radio spots, for sure.
Hey, that's what we do, and it's what we have to do right now because we just can't handle the stress of the Chicago White Sox in this town. You had a great piece on SI.com yesterday, kind of breaking down what has happened to this team, and I guess it's good that they're holding guys accountable and making changes and trying to stay in this thing. But where do you think this ball club is right now, and how realistic do you think the White Sox, how realistic are their chances to stay in this thing?
Well, you know, I don't think anybody is about to run away with this, with the AL Central race, and that's the first thing to remember here. I mean, the Royals, you know, who are defending champions, are a diminished team relative to last year. They've lost Mike Moustakas for the year. They're going to be without Alex Gordon for a while longer. That rotation has two guys producing, Ian Kennedy and Edison Volquez. They're catchable. They've already been in and out of first place. The Tigers are clearly not what they used to be. You know, the Indians have floated to the top at times here. They're not even at full strength. You know, they're missing Michael Brantley, who hasn't given much. They've had two outfielders suspended via PEDs. The White Sox obviously got off to a hot start and have since faded. But I mean, I think, excepting Detroit there, who I just don't see as being a factor here, I think any one of those three teams has the capability, you know, with the right upgrades and a little bit of luck in the health and performance department of winning this thing.
Jay Jaffe, Sports Illustrated, with us here on 720 WGN. So the Sox start out, Jay, as you detail here, 23-10, and now after today's game, they've gone 8-21 since. Which team do you think is more representative of what they are? Because I think most Sox fans right now would say that, you know, they're not as good and they're not as bad, but they would probably lean towards the as bad before actually saying they're a contender.
Well, I think that's, you know, that's a recency bias here. I mean, you've seen this team lose, you know, three quarters of its games for the last month, and you tend to think, boy, this is really, you know, this is who they are. I don't happen to think that. I've got the advantage of the 30,000-foot view here. You know, I think they are a 500-ish team, maybe a little bit better than that, again, with the right upgrades and a little bit of luck. You know, they've had some things that have gone really wrong. But, you know, I mean, you look at that rotation, for example, and despite the fact that there are really only two above-average contributors in Chris Sale and Jose Quintana, they're second in the they came into yesterday with the lowest run prevented rate in the league, you know, and that's three-fifths of the rotation with a five ERA, closer David Robinson with an ERA above four, and yet they're still preventing runs at a pretty decent clip. So, you know, I do think that this is not maybe not as bad as it seems, and there's reason to be optimistic about, say, the addition of Tim Anderson replacing Jimmy Rollins, or James Shields replacing Matt Latos effectively.
Well, and look, Jose Abreu has been slumping for most of the season. He's showing signs of getting out of that. Todd Frazier, he's been productive, but he's still only batting .211. You think that he'll see some numbers improve too. So there are some signs that this offense could should be better the rest of the season. I'm kind of fascinated by this addition of Justin Morneau. And, I mean, I don't know how much he has left, but what's interesting is that even in the last couple years, when he's been healthy, he's hit. Right, but he's that struggle to stay healthy. So, how big of a boost do you think Justin Morneau can actually be when he gets out there?
Well, you know, let's remember that Justin Morneau, when he was hitting, he was hitting in Colorado, and while Cellular Field is a hitter friendly ballpark, it is not quite the same extent as Coors Field. So, I don't think we're gonna be seeing Justin Morneau hitting .320 or whatever. As he had in Colorado, but I do think that, you know, if he does get healthy by the All-Star break or around the All-Star break, you know, you've got a modest addition there who's going to be at least you know, against right-handed pitching can be an upgrade on Avisail Garcia or you know, whoever is taking those at bats in the DH spot. You know, it's asking a lot to expect Morneau to get back to what he was in his prime. I think he's, you know, had far too many surgeries and injuries to ever see that again. But I don't think it's hopeless to expect that he could be a solid role player for them.
Well, the bar's pretty low. I mean, Jimmy Rollins was DHing recently. So,
yeah, geez.
I mean, .250 would be an upgrade.
Yeah, no, Jimmy Rollins, you know, I watch the Dodgers regularly. They're the team I grew up rooting for. I saw Jimmy Rollins last year. I saw a lot of Jimmy Rollins last year. And the minute that Corey Seager came up and, you know, and started hitting, it was like, Jimmy Rollins is done. You know, we're never going to see Jimmy Rollins hold a regular job again. And I was very surprised that he landed a starting job with the White Sox this year, because I you know, what I saw, he was cooked offensively and defensively. You know, to his credit, you know, I think Jimmy Rollins gets a lot of slack because he's Jimmy Rollins with you know, the numbers on the back of the baseball card and a very professional attitude, you know, handling things like a pro, no matter what comes. So, you know, you're going to at least give him a month to sort it out or whatever, but yeah, there's obviously a lot of room for improvement given what he was providing them.
He is J_Jaffe, J-A-F-F-E on Twitter if you'd like to follow him. Writer at SI.com, and according to his Twitter profile, also a dark beer connoisseur like the Sammy Smith, Taddy Porter there, Jay. I'm sure you...
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, it is, that's a delicious option. Hey, from your 30,000 feet view, what do you think about the best team in baseball that's about to go on a three-peat run? We're, of course, talking about the Chicago Cubs crossing town here. There's been a lot of ridiculous reports out there this week about Andrew Miller or some reliever coming to the Cubs for Kyle Schwarber, Aroldis Chapman, which obviously no sane team would do. I mean, what do you think the price tag is for somebody like that?
Well, you know, for Miller or for Chapman?
Let's go Miller first.
Well, you know, Miller's signed for a couple years, a couple more years after this. So, you know, you're going to give up something for him. You're probably going to give up one really, really good prospect at the very least, and probably one very good prospect and one decent prospect, you know, for that amount of time. You know, it's tough to imagine getting more than two quality players out of that. But, you know, again, you're talking prospects and not fully formed players yet. Chapman is a rental. You know, he's going to be a free agent this winter. He's going to seek a long-term deal. You know, so you're probably only talking at best, you know, one usable player and more likely a couple of lottery tickets.
Okay, so you think the Yankees are making that move?
I don't think the Yankees are making that move yet because they've shown signs of life in the last few weeks here.
Right.
You know, come July 31st, that's a possibility. But, you know, I think we're a ways away from that, both chronologically and qualitatively here. There's going to be a lot of competition for his services. You know, and even if you're throwing out a name like Schwarber, well, that's a guy, you know, about whom there are a lot of questions, given his knee injury, you know, and his lack of a position. You know, he doesn't look like he's going to be able to catch at the major league level, and we've seen the outfielding. So, you know, there's a lot of questions. I mean, if somebody else is offering a middle infielder, you know, or something like that, it's you know, the Cubs are going to have to match that.
Yeah, but you're not trading Kyle Schwarber for a reliever. Sorry,
but yeah, I honestly don't see that happening. I think there are a lot of reasons why I don't see that happening. You know, I don't see Theo Epstein as being a guy who's going to trade somebody with that kind of power for a reliever.
But I mean, if you're talking, if this is a month from now, or even a little bit more than a month from now, late July, and it really looks like all this Cubs team needs to solidify its playoff run is a reliever like that, you're not willing to trade a guy who's not even going to contribute this year for somebody that can help you win the first World Series in over a century?
Kyle Schwarber's got 5 years of club control left. That's a lot. There's a lot of home runs and a lot of value that Kyle Schwarber still has. You know, we saw what the Cubs were able to do with guys like Fernando Rodney and Trevor Cahill last year, picking them up down the stretch. I mean, you don't need Andrew Miller. You know, honestly, I mean, if you can get Andrew Miller at a price, yes. I think more likely you go get Aroldis Chapman. You're not going to give up Kyle Schwarber for Aroldis Chapman. You're going to give up something. I don't know. Maybe just I know they just traded him the other day, Arizmendi Alcantara.
Right.
You know, more like that's more the name we're talking. Something like that. You know, it's going to be something a little bit lower on the checklist. Rather than a blue chip guy who's already established himself at the major league level, at least in terms of can he hit pitching.
Yeah, you can have all the Arizmendi Alcantaras and Dan Vogelbachs. I mean, like a name like that. I mean, a guy who's blocked at first base. I still wouldn't even want to give up that for Andrew Miller, but I would do it. My co-host Jay is looking at me like I'm crazy. They're relievers. You roll the dice on someone else. They're going to be exactly.
I mean, you're talking about trying to catch lightning in a bottle for 20 innings, and the variance trumps everything.
But there's a lot of people in baseball who think you win in the playoffs with a deep bench and a deep bullpen.
Well, that's absolutely true. But at the same time, you know, there's a lot of ways to get to that path, and it doesn't necessarily mean taking on, you know, $30 million in salary and giving up Kyle Schwarber.
Hey, baseball wants to raise the strike zone, Jay, before you go. You into that? You want more action in your baseball?
You know, I think it's worth considering, but I do think that the law of unintended consequences is always going to come back. And the fact is, you know, you're going to end up making life harder on pitchers at a time when, you know, we've already got tremendous injury problems. So, I think you got to find a way to counterbalance that somehow. You know, just taking away that rapidly expanding lower portion of the zone, which we've seen happen over the last few years, you got to give something back somewhere else.
Jake, sure. Great stuff.
Yeah, man.
Nice piece on the White Sox. Appreciate you joining us today.
Sure thing. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, Jay Jaffe from Sports Illustrated.
He showers naked. He just didn't want to admit it. I know it. Dan Long, will you confirm when you say thank you?
Wait, why don't you clarify that a little bit?
Okay,
I think most people shower naked.
Right, I meant outside.
Okay. I need to argue with you about this trading Kyle Schwarber thing.
Okay, let's do it. Come on back.
I mean, you Cubs fans are unbelievable. Haven't won a World Series in over a century.
That doesn't mean you act
and you're
desperate.
Not willing to part with Kyle Schwarber. If I said to you right now, if you trade Kyle Schwarber tomorrow, you are winning the World Series.
That's ridiculous.
Would you do it?
Of course, but that's not reality. You want to play a fake fantasy?
This guy is not even going to help you this year.
You don't need to trade Kyle Schwarber for a reliever. Go out and get another reliever. There's going to be a million of them out there.
And what Jay said, yo, they got Fernando Rodney and who else last year?
Trevor Cahill.
And look how far they got. Look how far they got. They got swept by the Mets in the NLCS. That's not good enough this year.
It had nothing to do with their bullpen. They couldn't hit. I'm not trading a 23-year-old Kyle Schwarber, which, by the way, he's not as bad in the outfield as everybody thinks. It's not great, but it's not terrible. He needs to learn how to back off.
Coming from the guy that is mad at him for running out the way he did.
Well, right, because he's not experienced. But
oh, okay.
Here, 312-981-7200 if you want to jump in. We can discuss this coming back here.
I think you're crazy.
Schwarber, trader for a reliever guy. It's just not. And the Cubs game is about to wrap up, too. We'll do a little Cubs post.
I'll give you David Robertson for him.
720 WGN.